Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night, 11 o'clock on the East Coast, and I am your host, Ace Diamond, and this is Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, actually, starting with Extreme Rules this coming Sunday night. We have a very stacked card. In an Extreme Rules match, we have the WWE World Heavyweight Championship on the line as Roman Reigns defends against AJ Styles, and WWE Tag Team titles on the line as The New Day defends against the Vaudevillains. And just like that, we're actually going to take a call and probably not talk about WWE anymore because, really, I don't care about WWE as much as I care about in the independent circuit. And caller, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. The fat cool. Man rocks what? The cone.
What's up?
Not much.
Another week, another show, huh, Ace?
Another week, another show, exactly.
Oh, yeah. So what we were talking about before I so rudely interrupted?
Actually, I was talking about Extreme Rules coming up this Sunday.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, that's pretty much the conclusion I came to. Nobody cares about Extreme Rules. I mean,
well, there may be
I'm
a
most
caller.
Interested in the women's match. So, if that tells you anything, then...
I'm kind of interested to see if they'll pull the shit with putting the title on AJ this quickly.
It's possible.
Well, there's a couple of interviews I've read that Roman Reigns just ain't cutting it like they were hoping he would. I don't know.
I've seen the exact same thing, and judging by crowd reaction, I'd say it's a pretty fair assessment.
Yeah, we may have a caller around 11:10.
That's awesome. Who might that caller be?
I don't know. It depends on who calls him first.
Well, then, that'll be an interesting... It'll be interesting to see who decides to call in. But... let's talk about you for a minute. I know over this past weekend you did some fairly extensive traveling.
1,162 miles.
That's a lot of traveling.
Oh, yes. It started off, we went... Thursday afternoon, we went to Marion, Indiana for a show out there with Tony Atlas on it. And it was, let's just say Tony Atlas was the highlight of that show.
Well, he is a WWE Hall of Famer, so.
Well, yeah, but, there's He should have been on this show. Like, if he wasn't getting paid when he was getting paid, he would have stepped foot anywhere around this show.
I can honestly say I believe that because I've been to shows like that. I've been on shows like that.
Okay, imagine the worst show you've ever been on. Multiply that by 10, and you have this show.
Well, considering the worst show I've ever been on was the last show I was ever on, and you were actually on that show as well. I won't name any promotion names, but yes, wow, that's bad.
Yeah. After that, we went to Clarksville, Indiana for IWA Mid-South. That was an experience. That was a hell of a show. The main event was actually Chris Hero versus Michael Elgin.
Wow.
Yeah. And then from there, we went and did a show in Salem, Indiana, which I don't recommend going to Salem, Indiana, because your cell phones will not work. I know we had four cell phones in the car, all different service providers, and not a damn one of them worked. So if
that's funny, actually.
We were deaf, dumb, and blind down in Salem, Indiana. And then from there we went to Carlton, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, right outside of Detroit. And we did a show, IBW for Rude Boy, JCW's own Rude Boy. And, I mean, it was a hell of a weekend. There was some ups, there was some downs. It was us getting kicked out of a hotel room before we even checked in, and me threatening to cut somebody. It was a fun weekend.
How do you get kicked out of a hotel room before you even get checked in?
Well, the guy that was running it or whatever, the general manager, we had some card problems with our credit cards, and we finally got it all straightened out. And then he wanted to raise the price on us because he scanned all the credit cards and they didn't work, and it cost him money every time he scans a card. So he tries to raise the price on us. So I went off on him, and he went off on me, and I went off on him. Some names were exchanged, and a razor knife got pulled out, and I tried to cut him.
That sounds like a typical Detroit Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Or Saturday afternoon, whatever.
Well, it was early Saturday morning, probably about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning.
That sounds like a typical Saturday in Detroit.
No, that wasn't Detroit. That was actually Salem, Indiana.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
yeah. Does that explain it all now, A7?
I'd say that pretty well covers it.
I'm going to guess that we have a caller on the line.
I'm going to guess when they press 1, I'll put them on.
Yeah, if they're listening, they have to press 1.
But
anyway, I mean, you know, it was a good road trip. I mean, well, if it's the person I think it is, it should be the one and only Blanco Warrior.
It's El Blanco Warrior.
Blanco Warrior. That is a name I haven't heard in forever.
The Fat Man Delivers. The Fat Man Delivers. Blanco, how you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good. Still recovering. How you doing?
Recovering as well. So tell us what you're recovering from. What happened with you? Who'd you piss off?
Tough Pro Wrestling. It was me versus THC, and kind of got in a run-in with Caden Cross and Titan Tamer. You know, the usual. And then I ended up getting dropped in my head.
That doesn't sound fun.
Nope.
So, THC, you say. It's funny you should mention that, because this Saturday at Tough Pro Wrestling, it's myself versus THC.
Is this the all-important FWO versus FWO winner keeps the name match?
Well, I mean, I don't know all about that. I mean, I have contacted my law offices. The law offices of Crock, Sanders, and Thomas contacted them. And they drew up some paperwork that I will have with me this Saturday. And let's just say that this paperwork will finally, once and for all, put an end to the copyright infringement that is going on with the black and white. So I don't know if it'll break down to all that, but, you know, one way or another, it's going to be finished.
Personally, I hope you, I hope you're successful in that match.
I got a feeling it will be, you know, but anyway, Mr. H. Diamond, I'm on here every week. You know, it's not every week we get a chance to interview Mr. Blanco Warrior over here. So let's throw some questions Blanco's way, shall we?
Well, Blanco, you've been around for a while.
Yeah.
What would you say the highlight of your career has been?
The highlight of my career has probably been ending Cody Evergreen's career at Tough Pro Wrestling. With the help of Joe Anderson, of course.
That's not honorable. You needed help.
He needed help, too. It was just even in the odds.
Well, you know. Has your green card came in yet?
Next question.
I'll take that as a no.
I don't think he wants to answer that question.
I guess not.
So what are you... What are you going to do if Donald Trump becomes president?
I'd tell him I'm an American. I'm white enough.
Well, you know, he's got a point there, Ace.
You certainly are white enough. That's for sure.
Why I'm El Blanco Warrior.
Yeah. So out of all, you said that ended Tony Evergreen was the highlight of your career. Out of all the matches you've had, what's the best match besides that one? You know, because that's the highlight.
The best.
Go ahead.
The best match that I'd have is probably El Blanco versus Dre Jacobs. All the run-ins with Dre, they were pretty cool. They were pretty fun, pretty grueling.
Pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
And how many times has Dre Jacobs broken you?
A lot, actually. It's a lot more to count.
Was it worth it?
Oh, yeah, it was worth it.
So tell us a little bit about your career. Let's dive into that, shall we?
Yeah, let's see. My first ever singles match was against, of course, Ryan Freeman. Didn't last
That's
very
a big
long.
Guy.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. Ended up running a career down at 1CW and, you know, I did a few run-ins with SWA. And now I'm at, you know, Tough. I wrestled at IWA before. I've wrestled you, Rob. Remember that?
Yeah.
Fat Man Gauntlet. I had you beat.
To be fair, there was four other guys ahead of you, you know.
Yeah.
Clothesline out of nowhere.
Clothesline out of nowhere. That's the end.
Yeah, you sampled DR. You can eat buffet that night.
Yeah.
And the United States title was still with me. And
yeah.
Was introduced into two other states this past weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Indiana, Michigan.
Indiana, Michigan. Not to mention it's already been in Ohio, of course. And before I even won it, it was in North Carolina. That's four states.
Yeah. It's four
only
states.
46 to go.
Oh, yeah. So Blanco, what can we expect out of you in the immediate future in your career? Tough, you going for any belts? You gonna try to take anybody out? What's your plan?
Right now, after I recover, Savion and I are gonna plan on taking out Titan Chambers and Caden Cross from Tough Pro Wrestling Forever. Then after that, we're probably gonna go for the tag titles. You know, maybe defeat some tag teams up at Tough, like the FWO Snack Pack, like the Empire, you know, eventually get up to the Saints and take the titles that we deserve.
Now to be fair, the FWO, we're not even in the tag title picture right now, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
So, I mean, you know, you also know that calling us out is like career suicide, correct?
Correct.
I mean, have you seen Kevin Cook?
He's a big guy.
Exactly. That's a big, angry guy. And there's a reason he's with the FWO. I mean, he's just a giant monster. And
yeah,
he
he's cleared out
people.
Pretty much everybody in his path has been laid out on the mat somehow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, that's a no-no. So, let's move on from that, you know.
Okay.
What,
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea to mess with the FWO.
Not at all.
What's your let's dive into the future. Let's go with give me your 2-year, your 5-year, and your 10-year goals. Let's try that.
My 2-year goal is to make it to the top of Tough. My 5-year goal is to branch out in a couple other states. I'm already widely known in Ohio and Indiana, places like that. And you know, maybe my 10-year goal is to rise to the top of the independent circuit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be what? I would say Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, places like that.
Okay. That's not bad goals. Ace, you could jump in here anytime now. I mean.
Yeah.
Lucha Underground would be a perfect spot for the masked man, I would believe.
Yeah. I could actually face guys that, you know, actually do all the flippy stuff that I do. And
do a lot of flippy stuff. I mean, you don't know how to stand still and Mexican jumping bean.
That's all those Mexicans are good for, is jumping around.
Anyway, let's move on to the show, shall we?
Yeah, and actually, we've got another caller on the line who wants to talk. Caller, you're on the air.
So I guess that's talking to me then.
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
I see you. Hear you just fine.
Okay. Just jumping in here for a minute, I'm a little unsure what exactly is going on.
Rev, it's cool.
Yeah,
you're
Rev.
The fat man's here. The fat man's here. You're talking to the fat man and Ace Diamond. Welcome to Matt Chat.
Okay. Well, what's
it's
up, everybody?
Welcome. It's a little wrestling talk show. We get on here. We talk about wrestling. We talk about indies, you know.
Oh, indies are marvelous. There's a lot of good stuff going on in this part of the country right now. The indie feds, not only with being almost like a farm system in a way for NXT and ROH and TNA, you have great indie feds, you have good indie feds, and you have indie feds that need work.
Oh yeah. But, real quick, Red, before we go any further, let's introduce yourself and tell everybody
okay.
who you are.
All right. Well, I am the Rev. I am a manager, and I also do announcing for some indie feds in Ohio and Indiana. In southwestern Ohio, mostly. And also in Richmond, Indiana. And
if I remember correctly, you have a relationship with Blanco Warrior, correct? Like, you know of him? And
Yes, definitely. Definitely know Blanco, and have worked with Blanco, worked matches with and against him. In my capacity as manager, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, good or evil, as long as you got the green.
Oh yeah.
I ran out of that green.
And we
it takes green to get green.
It takes green to get green, I'll tell you. It does. You know, it's the golden rule. He who's got the gold makes the rules.
Hell yeah.
But anyhow.
Rob,
so
this
Rev
sounds
I do,
like a cheap Ace Diamond knockoff.
I don't know about all that.
What was that?
Ace says you're a cheap knockoff of Ace Diamond.
Cheap? I'm not cheap. I'm like fat. Well, I am cheap. I'm like fast food. I'm cheap and I'm easy.
Kind of like
there's
a
not a whole lot else
this
to
country.
Say. Oh, basically he is that little immigrant, that little illegal alien. Actually, he's a white kid. Okay, he's a white guy who traveled and went to work and live in Mexico for a long time. Hence the name El Blanco Warrior. That's the story I heard. I don't know. It's kind of hard to understand.
You want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, I was trained in Mexico, but I was born in the States.
Well, I confirmed it.
Está a green card? Huh?
No.
You have
no
green
card?
No green card. So if I yell immigration, you're going to run.
I'm going to run.
All right, well, first off.
Blanco's been, Blanco's an amazing wrestler. He's an amazing lucha flippy. I've seen him lift people twice his size and put him in a body slam and not fall over.
I mean, twice his size is only 50 pounds.
Yeah, but Rob, he may be able to get you up soon.
I doubt that.
He keeps doing that workout stuff, and he's got a six pack showing.
Hey, that stuff killed Benoit.
I don't think Blanco's doing the stuff that kills Benoit.
No.
Yeah. So, I would love to manage Blanco instead of being on the other side of him most of the time, but Blanco has to wake up and realize where the money is. Money's not being a face. Money's being a heel.
Hey, Rev, I'll let you know something, Rev. You let me borrow some money and you can have that money back. We'll call that pay.
Oh, man.
You mean I need to reach in them jeans and pull out them greens, huh?
Yeah, you do.
And not them collard greens either.
And not them collard greens. Like,
okay. Well, let's
I managed Blanco for a brief time. And he was actually probably one of the most talented people I've ever managed.
Well, he is talented.
And he didn't
cost me a whole
lot.
Yeah. He's a heck of a guy. I have to give him props for that, and he's a heck of a wrestler. So, I mean, I got guys that can take him, but not without a good fight.
Now, see if you put me in there with a one-on-one fresh, and I ain't got to go through four of the guys to get to him, I'd have him broken in 2 minutes.
You want to make that a bet?
I wouldn't have to make that a bet. It's a guarantee. It's a promise. It's an FWO promise.
FWO promise, huh? You know, promises are meant to be broken, right?
No, rules are meant to be broken.
Rules are meant to be
and
broken.
And bones.
Your bones. Grinded into pulp.
But we're about out of time, so if anybody wants to plug anything, now is the time. You going next door?
Anybody want to plug anything, Blanco?
I don't have anything to say. Nope.
All right, Rev, you got anything to plug?
Well, let's see. I got new shirts coming out soon.
Okay, new shirts coming out
Rev
soon.
Shirt.
You get those the
Rev shirt with the rules
okay.
of Rev.
And somebody just jumped on at the very end. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Okay,
hello.
Well. All right, I guess for Ace Diamond, the Rev, and Blanco Warrior. I'm the Fat Man Rob Fatone, and this has been HFW Radio.
Adios.
This has been Matt Chat Radio.
Say amen, Flock. I'll talk to y'all later.
And I want to thank the Rev and Blanco Warriors for calling
in. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate
we'll
that. Okay. Anytime you want me, let me know.
All right,
good night, everybody.
Okay.
Later. Thanks for listening to HFW Radio.